A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves their keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." The Gospel of the Lord. The readings this week from Matthew's Gospel all refer to some dimension of our call by Jesus to assist in the work of evangelization. We have a task to do as followers of Jesus, namely proclaiming the good news of salvation for all. In today's Gospel, we have specific instructions. Jesus was not laying down upon those early disciples a deliberate and calculated discomfort. No, in fact, his instructions would have been a reminder to them of something that was very familiar to all of them, as it was written in the Talmud, that ancient basic book of Jewish law. The Talmud said this: "No one is to go to the Temple Mount with staff, shoes, girdle of money, or dusty feet." The idea was that when a Jewish male entered the temple, he must make it quite clear that he had left everything behind which had to do with trade and business and worldly affairs. William Barclay, the great Scottish scripture scholar, said that what Jesus meant was this: "You must treat the whole world as the temple of God. If you are a man or woman of God, you must never give the impression that you are a man or woman of business, that is, out for what you can get." In my work as an itinerant preacher, I experience so many people who are hungry for a witness to a simple life of prayer, to a commitment to community, to a dedication to gospel values. By contrast, I often think of the popular prosperity preachers. They seem to flaunt their wealth and proclaim a message that if those listening just turn their life over to Jesus Christ, they too can expect some kind of wealth. It is not the way of the gospel. The message of Jesus is, "Blessed are the poor." And so I heed the guidance today from Jesus and try to translate them into our current situation. By virtue of our baptism, we are all called to be proclaimers of the word. So what is this gospel saying to each of us to better prepare us for this task? First of all, we must preach by example. We are the people of God and followers of Jesus, who cured the sick, raised the dead, cleansed the lepers, and cast out demons of every kind. So we must be willing to be available and approachable. We must communicate we care and are willing to join in the struggle of our brothers and sisters. Secondly, we must be generous and yet be willing to receive from others. Finally, we must recognize that we have been loved by God. This childlike dependence is beautifully evident in today's reading from Hosea. Israel, the people, and now you and I, hear God saying, "When you were a child, I loved you. I taught you to walk. I was like a parent, leading you with strings of love, lifting you up to my cheek in tender embrace." This love, more than anything else, is our main support and will see us through as we go out together to pick up this awesome and privileged task of evangelization.